Shalom to all. Today we're learning Zachas Makas Parak Gimel Mishia Dalad Mishia Tesvav. And today's Mishia is being learned because Esther Bas Rachel Shishi Bezecher Fan Ruzivik Hagun Bikar of Mamish. And we're discussing a person getting Makas. We spoke about all the technical details, how he's set up, how he gets whipped, and now the Mishia tells us about Kairi Kairi. And the reader reads. This is referring to the most chashuv Dain of Bezdin. He reads some psukim while this poor fellow is getting Makas. What does he say? So one pasuk tells us in Moisish Marlasu Svegaimer. This is from Dvarim Parak Chav Ches Pasuk Nun Ches. And the next pasuk as well. Vehifah Hashem is Makas Chav Es Makas Vegaimer. And the Vachozel He goes back to the beginning of the pasuk. If the guy is still getting whipped and he had already finished the pasukim, he's going to go back and read them again. There's also more pasukim that he says. Ushmartim is Devar Haber Sazois Vegaimer. Vachasim finishes with the pasuk from Tehillim. Vurachim Chaber Oven Vegaimer. And Vachozel Tchias Mikra. Once again, he goes back to the beginning of the pasukim if the guy is still getting whipped and he finished the pasukim already. Now, Vimbe is Tachas Yadoi Pater. If the guy died under the hand of the fellow whipping him, the whipper, the Shliach of Bezdin, is Pater because he did the amount that he was supposed to and so it's not his fault. However, if he struck him even one more time than he was supposed to, Vamason, the guy died, Hariz a Gala Yadai. So the whipper, the Shliach of Bezdin, has to go to Galus, he has to run to their Miklat because of what he did. Now here's one more then. Niskalkal Bain Burei Bain Bimayim Pater. If the person getting whipped, they were Makalkal, which means they got embarrassed, they got shamed, they got degraded by either defecating themselves or wetting themselves, they're automatically Pater and they don't get any more Malkus. And that's because the Pasuk tells us, Arbaim Yakenu, he should get struck 40 times, which is 39 as we know, Vinikla Achicha Leinecha, and your brother shall be embarrassed and degraded in front of your eyes, and that's the purpose of the Malkus. Well, if this guy dirties or wets himself in the process, that is considered being embarrassed and degraded, so he doesn't need to get Malkus anymore. Now, Rabbi Huda argues and says, O Ishberei, a man is only going to be potter from getting more Malkus if he dirties himself, Ve'isha b'mayim, a woman, even if she wets herself, she's going to get potter because it's much more embarrassing for such a thing to happen to her, but not so embarrassing for a man. However, we do not pass like Rabbi Huda. And moving on to Mishat HaZvav, Kol Chai V'Krisis Shalaku, Nifter Yudei Kresasan, anyone who did an Avera, they would be Chai V'Kares for, but they got warned, you should know that if you do this, you're going to get Malkus, which is true. We know that an Isser Kares could also come with Malkus. So if the person actually got Malkus and they did Shuva through the Malkus, then they're Pater and they don't get Kares anymore. Shenamar Kares the Pasuk says, Nikola Chicha Leinecha, and this tells us, Kishalaka, once he got Malkus, Harika Chicha is like your brother, and he's Pater from Kares. De Reb Chanan ben Gamliel, that's what Reb Chanan ben Gamliel says. And Reb Chanan ben Gamliel, he continues telling us, let's take a look at the schar of a mitzvah. Maim ha'ev aveira achas, just like a fellow, he does one aveira, noitel nafshe aleo, he could get misa for that. Well, ha'ev mitzvah achas, if a person does a mitzvah, alachas kama kama shetin osalei nafshei, for sure they're going to give him his nefesh, meaning they're going to add years onto his life, because we know that mida taiva merubim mida peronus, the measure of good that Hashem gives to a person is much more than how much they get punished. And if a person, by doing an avera, is going to get punished with his life being taken away, so for sure, if a person does a mitzvah, he's going to have life given to him. And Reb Shimon says, b'mkaimei hu lamed, from its place we learn, meaning from karis we learn, how if a person does not do an avera, what great schar he has. Shinam Kaza Pasuk says, Vinichas Ranafashis Oisais Vigaimer, so this talks about Kares. Va'imer, another Pasuk says, Asher Yasa Oisam Adam Vachai Bohem, that a person shall do the mitzvahs and he'll live through them. And what does this tell us? Hakala Yoshe, V'loy Avar Aveira, if a person sits and he doesn't do an Aveira, he has an opportunity for Znus or something terrible like that, and he sits and doesn't do it, Noizan Lischar, Ke'oisa Mitzvah, they give him Schar as if he did a mitzvah. Now, Shem Barebi Aimer, he continues telling us in the same vein, Harayu Aimer, the Pasuk says, Rach Hazak Lebilti Achal Adam, Ke'adamu Anafesh Vigaimer, rather, one should strengthen themselves not to eat blood, because blood is the soul. And the pasuk continues saying, "Laman yitav l'cha luvonecha acharecha ad oilam," so that you and your sons after you ad oilam, which means forever, will be able to benefit from this good that Hashem is going to grant you for not eating blood. Omayim adam, just like blood. Shenasher shaladam katsa mimenu. A person is disgusted and repulsed by blood. Who wants to just drink a cup of blood in the morning instead of coffee? Still, the pasuk tells us, "Haparish mimenu makabel schar." Someone who separates himself from it gets a lot of schar. Gazal v'arayas, theft and arayas. Naturally, a person is drawn towards money and inappropriateness. For sure, him and all of his future generations and generations afterwards, all the way till the end of generations, will have so much schar from his abstaining from doing these averas. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the very last mission of the Masechta and the very first mission of the brand new Masechta. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.